It's feeling like fall on this Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running generally in the 50s and 60s after starting off on the cool side first thing this morning. We're seeing a blend of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. In many areas, it is still quite bright, but in a few spots, clouds have been bubbling up through the day, and clouds will continue to increase in the coming hours as our next storm system comes in from the west. So as that storm system comes in, the sky will become mostly cloudy as we move into the night, and the shower chances will increase from west to east as the night moves along. Temperatures tonight will be on the cool side, running mainly in the 40s and 50s. So if you do have plans this evening, you'll want to grab that umbrella. You also need to grab that jacket heading out the door. And moving into the day tomorrow, this disturbance will continue to push off to the east, but it's going to slow down a little bit, especially southeast of Albany. So we're looking for morning clouds and a chance of showers region-wide. For most of us, we'll see some drier air attempt to work in by tomorrow afternoon, which should result in at least some clearing. In areas, especially from the capital region on south and east, it's likely that the clouds will hold fairly tough through the day tomorrow, and we'll continue that chance for some showers. There's also even the chance for a rumble of thunder in areas south of Albany coming up tonight into tomorrow. It's a rather unique setup of rather vigorous disturbance coming through, and so the energy is such that it's possible that we could see a couple of those rumbles of thunder. Temperatures tomorrow are going to be on the cool side, only in the 50s to right around 60 degrees tomorrow afternoon, so it's definitely going to feel quite cool, and where we have those showers falling at times, it'll feel rather raw as well. The weekend pick is Sunday. As high pressure builds in, we'll have sunshine, temperatures will bounce back into the 60s, and that's going to be day one of a weather-winning streak that is likely to continue through much of next week. Monday is day two. Temperatures should be up around 70 degrees, and it will turn even warmer than that as next week moves along. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, morning clouds with a chance of showers, partial sun developing, high in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, morning clouds with a chance of showers, then some partial sun developing, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, a possible rumble of thunder, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers at times and possible thunder, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, lows in the 40s. And for tomorrow, morning clouds with a chance of showers, then partial sun developing late, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny and seasonable, with highs in the 60s. And on Monday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argianis.